Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio TV. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott from At My Father's Table. Today, we have been called to task to honor the life, the legacy, the wisdom of one beautiful lady. Mrs. Viola J. Patterson. This person has done so many marvelous things in her lifetime, and now she's passing on to another wonderful life to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She has been married for some 65 years of faithfulness. And we're here today to honor her and her family. Now, we're not going to be so formal. We're just going to tell the truth. And as we get into some of the descriptions that has described her life, her personality, her aura, it's going to be a touching moment. And I want you to understand up front, if you hear my voice crackle, it's only because of the love that I have for her, for Mr. Patterson, and the rest of their entire family, including the grandkids. And we're going to get to all that in a few moments. So just to get out some of the particulars, she's going to be laid to rest on December 19th, 2024 at New Samaritan Baptist Church. That address is 1100 Florida Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., 2002. The viewing time will be at 10 a.m. and the service at 11, and the interment will be at Fort Lincoln Cemetery in Brentwood, Maryland. I'm blessed to say that I have been in contact with her daughter, LaFay, and she's given me instructions as to what to do, and I will follow them as she has said to me. I am truly blessed to be a part of something so magnificent, just to play any small role. I would sweep the floor if I could, because she was just that kind of person. Her son, Elroy Keith Patterson, was my best friend back in the day, and he's gone on to glory, and she took me in, and when I say that, It wasn't as much as taking me in as it was being a part of the neighborhood. I would go over their house after school. And this was elementary school, so we're talking about a very long time ago. And she and her husband and the Faye welcomed me gladly. I mean, it was the love of a neighborhood and being a part. They had an opportunity to meet my mother. And it wasn't that my mother had to slide her $20. It wasn't about that. It was about the safekeeping of children. And Mrs. Patterson did just that. And when my mother was coming from work, she would stop by the house and pick me up, and they would wave at one another. And these are the memories of the yesteryear. So now that she's gone on to glory, along with my mother, I'm sure they're still waving. That's just the kind of people that they were. Mr. Patterson was a man's man, and he was like that second father that you had, and when he spoke, you listened, and if you didn't listen, he would take care of you. You all know what I'm talking about, and send you home, and mom or dad would call and say, "Thank you very much." Wasn't that, "Don't you touch my child," and all that foolishness that goes on today. So yes, she is wearing a crown. And man, this is just a revelation of emotions. And just things that we used to do that our society has overlooked now. I can't tell you the many times I've sat down at their table to have some dinner. Mrs. Patterson was generous. And that's what I called her. It wasn't, you know, the stuff that our young kids do today, calling adults by their first name. She was Mrs. Patterson, and that's the way I addressed her. And I was very respectful. Her daughter, LaFay, we all grew up together. I secretly had a crush on LaFay because she was just awesomely beautiful because she looked like her mother. And as I began to name the grandkids, I'm going to do my best to get them all right, because we want to make sure that everyone is mentioned and honored. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is about God's work. This is not fanfare. These are facts. These are the characters of the yesteryear that they stood for something. And I'm just so happy that she let me know. I haven't seen Mrs. Patterson in years because I'm not in that area anymore. But I would talk to LaFay and she would tell me what they are up to. And we would just talk for a while. And I wanted to go and see her, but this was around the COVID-19 time, and they weren't accepting guests at that time, simply because, you know what that was about. So we just had conversation, and my commitment to that family will forever be etched in stone. Mr. and Mrs. Patterson raised two wonderful children, Elroy Keith Patterson and LaFay. And I mean, they were successful. They were smart. They were leaders in the neighborhood. And I can only tell you, friendships were different back then. I mean, if you had your now-laters and you, some candy or something like that, you shared it. It was no big I's and little U's. And that's what I remember. I'm sure they have their own memories. But it's the character within the parents. And I'm blessed to say this family had character. We were raised in the Trinidad area, Trinidad, Northeast Washington, D.C. And they were a staple in that community. And then Mr. Patterson, being the man's man that he is, led them to another home. And I was over there too. We would ride our mini bikes together. And it was always fun, exciting. And I learned so much from these outside, inside sources. And that's what we hope for our children today. The music that we heard was requested by LaFay, I Shall Wear a Crown by Yolanda Adams. And we're going to play some more of that, but we're going to try to keep this broadcast short because we know it's so much more to do before December 19th gets here.
Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart is so
just a humble human being.
Is my offering.
My Jesus.
Take me to the king. Truth is I'm tired. Options are free. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Come the truth is I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
She's at rest now. Take her, Jesus.
I don't have much to bring.
Let her rest.
My heart's torn to pieces.
In your bosom.
It's my offering.
You are the best.
Take me, I want to gaze upon your glory.
Oh, Jesus. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you ask the grandkids, if you talk to David, he would tell you how sweet she was. And when you speak to Michael, a tear may roll down his face. Oh Lord, I can only imagine how they feel. Because she just was all that. And the grandkids knew. Daquan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, loved his grandma. And I know how she was because I was a part of that mechanism. And when you speak to Von Zell, he would just tell you she was so kind, generous, thoughtful. This is the family, the inner core, the workings of success led by Mr. and Mrs. Patterson. And now that Mrs. Patterson has gone on to glory, now that Keith and her will reunite in spirits and connect. She's going to hug that boy, and he's going to hug his mom. And I know, because I know how he felt about her. I can tell you this little story. When we was in elementary school, some little kid said something about his mother. And Keith, like his father, was not to be played with. And as fast as he said, "Your mama," is as fast as he got popped in his lip. This didn't take long. It was like a whap whap, and it was all over. And everybody saw it. Everybody knew. If you talk about his mama, that's going to be the end of you. Can I get a witness? I know what I'm talking about. I was there. And they had such a respect. But like I said, we're not going to make this too long. I have a couple of more selections. And then we're going to let the rest be said at another time.
For some who don't understand our purpose, they may not understand our praise. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family.
Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
sing our song.
When we sing our song.
At times we may.
At times we may be crying.
And nothing's even
wrong. And nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing the chorus. And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asked you.
And if somebody asked you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
And when we cross that river.
And when we cross.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll study war no more.
Study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song today.
We loved you, Mrs. Patterson.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing the call.
I sing the call.
Yes, Lord. Glory to your life. I just want to take a moment and say a few words about LaFay. She was the queen in the neighborhood. Everybody just adored her. She had the brightest smile, and it was just amazing how well put together this family was. And time has moved on, and we're all a little older now, a little bit more seasoned, and our once Afro are salty now, you know, salt and pepper, and we're just settling in now. We're not trying to make a whole bunch of noise. We just want to relax and enjoy the rest of the ride. Out. My dad used to have this saying, we just gonna coast on out. And Mrs. Patterson is in good hands. I can tell you that. That's just the kind of person that she was, and she'll be missed greatly. But we know that we have other assignments in a different hemisphere. And she's just gone on to finish up in the next life. And we thank her for this life. There are a host of aunts and uncles and friends and just people who came across her path, the people she worked with. And I would just ask you to spread this broadcast to them. We currently have 1.8 million listeners all over the United States and abroad. But we could use a few more. We could use a few more to hear this story, this success of a human being who lived an honorable life. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, go to KingScottRadioTV.com and listen in and feel this adrenaline that we have to express ourselves about a person that lived a good life. A well-deserved honor is upon her right now. I'm sure she would say, being the humble person that she was, just listen to the words of this song. We love you, Mr. Patterson.
And everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all.
Thank you. At my father's table, we honor her life. The time we had. Woo! I Jesus' name. I shall wear my crown.
I'm grateful
victory is hers. This has been a special broadcast for Miss Patterson, Mrs. Patterson, and we want to just thank you. We send love out to the family. Just so you know that you can pull this broadcast up on your cell phone, on your computer, anytime of the day. If you want to revisit it, it's going to be up for a while. LaFay, thank you for including me into this. I couldn't fathom that I wouldn't be, because I really understood how sweet your mother was. And in many respects, she was my mother too. That early upbringing was the foundation of who God has allowed me to be today. Thank you for your love, your brother's love, your son's love, and their son. I appreciate it very, very much. She will wear her crown.
Yeah.
God, we love this woman. Thank you, Mrs. Patterson. Thank you. Thank you. You showed us the way. Her spirit just brought out the best in all of us. Yes, Lord. Tell the story. Tears of joy. Satisfaction. She lived a good life. KingScottRadioTV.com at my father's table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott.